On December 14, a study into the Marriage After 60 clause, which denies veteran spouses their pensions and benefits if they marry later in life, was put forward in the House of Commons. According to a media release, the study, requested by NDP Veterans Affairs critic and North Island Powell River MP Rachel Blaney, found that there is no reason for this sexist and archaic clause to still exist. Veterans and their spouses are being punished for finding love later in life, stated Blaney. It's upsetting that the government would let this happen. What's worse is that the Marriage After 60 clause disproportionately harms women over 60, who are more likely to experience poverty or homelessness. It's past due for this outdated rule to be removed. The release stated that despite the countless calls from veterans organizations, including National Council of Veterans Associations, RCMP Veterans Association, and the Armed Forces Pensioners, to end this discriminatory and sexist rule, the government hasn't listened. Last year, Blaney introduced a bill to remove the clause, allowing spouses of veterans to receive the same support as every other couple. Veterans are already forced to get by on very little as is, and rules like the Marriage After 60 clause make it even harder, stated Blaney. With Canadians living well into their 80s, it's clear the Liberals expect veterans to spend the last 20 years of their lives alone. New Democrats will keep pushing the Liberals to fix their failures and give veterans and their spouses the same rights that all Canadians have.